I'm Jasmine and I'm 9 years old, and you're listening to the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Ms. Jessamine. Good morning, kids commuters. We continue with Weird Instrument Week this week. And today we have a beautiful sounding instrument. It's called the celesta, which can also be pronounced celesta, if you like. But celesta is a very common way to say it. It comes from the French word céleste, meaning heavenly. Now, this is an instrument that was invented in 1886, and it's kind of a cross between a piano and a music box. So if you see a celesta, it's got a big wooden box on it and keys in the front, so it basically looks like a piano. But if you've ever seen the inside of a music box, you know how you'll have a cylinder with a lot of metal prongs on it, and then when you turn the cylinder, another metal prong kind of tinks them off. Tink, 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 and so that's how they make music. Well, that is basically what a celesta does, only with keys. So inside, instead of a piano being strings with a soft hammer hitting strings, this is a hard hammer hitting metal, and that is why it creates the sound that will be very familiar to you once you hear it. Now, it may be already familiar to your parents, for instance, because the celesta was used to play the theme song for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We're going to hear another very famous use of the celesta. In fact, one of the first most famous uses of the celesta. This is from Tchaikovsky, who was the first composer to work the celesta into a very important work. It is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. So if you ever wondered, how do they make those fairy-like sounds in that piece of music? Now you know, it's a celesta. Give it a listen. So that is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy done on the celesta, which again sounds like a giant music box. So now you know where that wonderful heavenly sound comes from. Hope you enjoyed listening to the celesta today, or the celesta, if you want to call it that. Tomorrow for the Kids Commute, we've got a fascinating instrument straight out of science fiction that you play mysteriously with your hands. Hope you have a wonderful day today, Kids Commuter. We will see you here at this time tomorrow. Hasta mañana.